What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Drew Holiday or Darius Garland? Yes, sincere discussion. Been brought up by NBA pros over the last 48 hours. We'll get into it in just a moment, folks. You have a chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. Win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean May 23rd at Blossom Music Center as part of the Minutemen Workforces Solution concert series. Enter the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, TRUTH, by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. Good luck to you. Coming in hot, 9:45 this morning. 9:45. Tone Master General, 9:35 this morning. That's when coming in hottest. So you'd bring in Drew Holiday.
So
you'd work a three-team trade.
No, I said through the prism of trying to make this team more playoff ready. There's no doubt Darius Garland, better regular season player. He was on the verge of shooting 50-40-90, made the All-Star game for the second time of his career. I had said this year that Darius was shooting the ball as well as anybody in the NBA. Now, that collapsed the final 2 months, and then the toe thing popped up in the playoffs, inopportune time. We know in the playoffs it's harder for Darius. The more length that good teams have, the physicality, the officials allow all that. Well, Drew Holiday is like a fourth or fifth option. So he's a role player, but he can defend basically 1 through 5 most nights.
Okay.
Well, Darius can't defend 1. Can't defend 1 through 2. He can't. It's just not him. Teams attack him so much. I also think that takes a bite out of his offense because he is asked to do so much one-on-one defense. I mean, that's got to be brutal. So, you know, it's a bigger question. Like, everybody's mentioned toughness. How do you get tougher? Well, you bring in guys like Drew Holiday, even at their age.
Mitch is looking for a fight at a WNBA game of all places. That's at 9:22. Here's Bobby Marks, ESPN, former NBA assistant general manager with us yesterday on the issue.
If you wanted to go out and try to get, like, Drew Holiday, for example, and you wanted to trade Darius, you would have to basically trade Darius to a third team and get Drew Holiday from Boston. That works because you were taking back less money. As far as with Jarrett, he still has one more year left on his original contract. That's at 20. So you're basically looking at, you know, anything less than $20 million, which it doesn't get you terrific value out there, but that's the type of framework. You just, as I said, you just can't combine his number with another salary. You know, if you can't combine him and Isaac's number to go get a $30 million player out there.
Here's Danny Green yesterday on the Midday Show. Danny Green, the basketball player, not the Irishman. The NBA insider from Odyssey on Darius Garland or Drew Holiday.
Darius had a rough series, I think the injury, right? Drew is getting older. I mean, Darius is younger, so I would rather have him in a sense because he's younger. Drew gives you more defense, Darius gives you more offense, but he struggled offensively because of the injury. So it depends on what the surrounding pieces are. You know, I think Drew is a very good glue guy. I don't know if you guys need a glue guy. A glue guy could always help any team and, of course, defense. But so it depends on the surrounding pieces and what you have. But if I want young and I need offense, I'm going Darius. If I already have pieces that can score like what Boston has and I just need a glue guy to play defense and just, you know, make the right play all the time, then, of course, I'm going Drew. But the window for Drew is smaller than the window for Darius.
Let's go to you guys. 216-474-0092. Tom in Twinsburg, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey guys, I love the idea of trading Darius for Holiday just because, like you said, I think we have
almost too many hands in the pot offensively. So you need to add something defensively. Now, I've had this theory in it for a long time now, and if you go back, we don't have obviously enough time, but if you go back to the early 2000s, the NBA champions, the best player on the team, generally speaking, is a 3, 4, or 5, and the second best player seems to be a 1 or a 2. We don't have that combination right now until Mobley takes that step. If we did have if Mobley took that step and Mitchell was the second best player, then we have the combination you fill out with role players. But let me get your take on these two free agents that I scoured the free agency list. I love Steven Adams and Bismack Biyombo as tough role players for this team. I think especially Adams would fit in real good.
How are you getting Adams, though? Because he's not going to sign for the veteran minimum. There are teams that could absolutely use him. They'll have no, in the second apron situation, they have no real way to offer any kind of a contract.
He makes $12 million. That's off the table?
They can't, under the restrictions, it's so ridiculous. Under the restrictions of this apron, this is what Bobby Marks came on to talk about yesterday, and I've seen Hollinger write about it too. They can only offer like four guys the veteran minimum. So, no, you're priced out. There would absolutely be another team that would take him, especially as valuable as he looked this year in the playoffs.
How about Biyombo?
Isn't that the same thing?
We'd be talking about veteran minimum.
Yeah. Would we be able to get him? And Tom, thank you for the call. Would we be able to get him on veteran minimum? No. So,
maybe. I mean, honestly, maybe. I'd have to look at his situation. But
I think you're kind of hamstrung. The move you can make is probably a real. I still don't think you really can make a move, but it would be a three-team big move with somebody. And I know not a lot of people are thrilled with Darius Garland. You put so much pressure. You put pressure on Evan Mobley then to have to be the best player on this team. Can Evan Mobley, you got to be able to trust Evan Mobley, and it's way too early to say really yes or no now. If I were getting ready for the season, maybe I could ask you. But can you ask Evan Mobley, do you trust Evan Mobley to be the best player on your team? Next year.
We're getting there. I think it could be close.
You ain't no yes. You didn't give me close.
You're not. How am I supposed to time up miraculously when a guy is going to take the biggest leap?
I don't want to hear miraculous. I want to hear that you have a lot of confidence in him that he will be able to
take that
leap.
The problem was that guys like Darius were taking shots and couldn't score and couldn't finish when Evan Mobley was feasting the entire series whenever he got the ball. He was literally taking Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam, right to about 4 feet and getting whatever shot he wanted. We just didn't go to it. We had our guards taking three-pointers from 28 feet. I mean, make the adjustment. And, you know, also, Evan's got to call for the ball. He's got to make himself visible. He's got to carve that out, too. Uh-huh. He's got to take guys by the neck and say, get me the ball. He's not ready for that yet. He's a little meek in that regard.
Uh-huh.
But a year from now, where he's got another full year of seasoning, you know,
think he's going to be able to do that with these guards, though?
I think over time
he's got to.
I know he has to, but is he? I don't know. It feels like to me because I think he can. I think he can do it. From what I saw in the playoffs this year, he completely dominated everything that he did. Whenever he wanted to dominate, he was there. But I don't know if there's the little brother syndrome of him coming in. You know, he's the rookie guy still on his rookie deal. And he's dealing with two guys who are max player guys, you know, one who is an all-NBA guy, the other one's an all-star, and apparently we are, as of now, running it all back again. So I don't know that the team will let him become the guy that is the feature player.
Merck, then you know what? That's a fair point. Then Donovan has to make sure he's the guy. If they feel
especially
he's ready,
if you're going to go out and say what Donovan said in
Hell
the post
yes.
and in the day after, then you got to do that. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
But
yeah,
the hard
totally
part of it is I am just going to assume from here on out that Donovan and Darius will not be fully energized come playoff time. I think Donovan, he's proven one thing, that A, he's going to be banged up come playoff time, but he's also going to be able to will himself to the finish line as much as possible. He did that by using his veteran savvy, by his superstar savvy, getting to the foul line. Nobody's gotten to the foul line in these playoffs like Donovan Mitchell. That's what he brings to the table. But given that knowledge now, the Cavs have seen it. They see their best player, Donovan, kind of lumbering in to the playoffs. and Darius just be a complete no-show in the playoffs. I'm just going to assume those two things.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're going to continue until I see otherwise.
I might have
so
a good...
You have to build your team understanding that, or I think you're kind of delusional. I think you're kind of not paying attention and learning from past seasons.
I might have a comparison. I want to get to the phone call here. Mark and Wycliffe, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I think anybody who knows me knows I'm not a huge Garland fan. I do not like Garland for Holiday. I don't like moving on from how old is Garland? 24, 25?
Yeah.
For a 36-year-old.
Hold on. He's 34 right now. He turns 35 in June.
He's 47.
He just won a championship last year as a perfect role player. At the age of 34,
Mark, I just checked. He's 58 years old.
Yeah.
Garland's 25 right now.
I don't like shipping Garland to Boston. I think that puts a chip on his shoulder. He comes back and hurts us. I've moved away from hating on Garland to just realizing the fact that we're stuck with them and worried about how we can stop teams from picking on him, which is going to take some time. I don't know how. Before I go get Holiday, I'm trying to figure out.
This was
how
not
we
a straight up trade, though, Mark. This was a third team involved where Garland.
Yeah, you're not giving Garland to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay, so where would? Okay, so that wouldn't be Garland to Boston.
Correct. Mm.
Where would he go? Do we know?
A third team.
A third team. Okay.
We always wondered who the third man is, and we'll wonder who the third team is.
I'm worried about getting Jerome back. I guess that would be, and then I'm reserved to the fact that we are stuck with Garland, that's where I'm at right now with it. So.
Well, I don't think
stuck with an all-star. Thank you very much for the call, Mark.
Too,
I mean,
he's too good to say stuck.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly, I mean, when
I feel stuck every playoffs for the last three seasons.
There you go. Because that's if I didn't have to let go of Mark, Mark would have said that same exact sentence.
Like, what are the odds we're going to be sitting here next year at this exact same time, especially with the East as wide open as it is, and the Cavs...
I mean, Jason Tatum's probably not going to be back.
Right. Same. And the Cavs underachieve.
Yes.
And a big reason they underachieve is because we've got a guard that is hobbling and can't defend.
Then we need Evan Mobley to step up.
Yeah.
He's got to stand there in the post and go, throw me the damn ball.
Yeah, can you throw me the ball? I'm open, guys. Presenting myself. I'm available. Throw me the ball.
You're a little loud over there. I'm going to need you to tone it down.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be too loud.
Guys, throw me the damn ball.
Guys, I'm open. I can take this man. He's nothing. He's chopped meat. I can take him.
Get your head out of your rear ends.
Let me go to work. I'd like to play basketball and do it well.
Definitely wanted to go further. That's the main thing. Had a good season. Guys definitely improved. I feel like I've definitely improved. You just got to go back to the drawing board, see what we can do better next year. But, yeah, the main thing is we wanted to make a jump in the playoffs.
Give me the damn ball.
Look at these jokers trying to guard me. They can't guard me. What an embarrassment.
Give me the gosh darn ball, guys.
I'm so mad. I'm outraged. Give me the ball.
Dusty, listening on the Free Odyssey app in New York City. You're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time, first time. St. Vincent, St. Mary's grad, way before LeBron. So I know my hoops.
Jerome Lane?
Before Jerome.
Whoa.
I'll put it this way. I'm older than you lads. I'm in my 60s. My dad coached Nate Thurman in Akron.
So
Okay, who's the one who ain't got stones now? Dusty, for a second. You said a long time, so you know that Lyman wants to take down, almost said Strom Thurmond. Nate Thurmond's banner from Rocket Arena. Do you agree or disagree?
No,
put a bigger one in front of him.
I was at that game at the Richfield Coliseum where he carried the team when we lost Jones. Come on now. Come on.
Sorry, Dusty. That's the way it goes. Go ahead.
Anyway, so look, we know that we have a finesse team, right? We got two bigs who finesse. Okay, Donovan's not a finesse. He's a bulldog. Garland's a finesse. You got to get rid of one of the finesse guys. And when you get into the finals, it's bully ball. Let's just look at one tough player. If we had a young Tristan Thompson under the boards, did we win that series?
Like 2016, Tristan?
What do you think, Tom? I'm going to say yes.
I thought we would have a massive rebounding edge in this series, and we didn't.
We lost a rebound on a free throw, man. Come on. You got to block out. You need toughness in the playoffs. It's rugby scrum.
He's making a good point here, Tom.
You know, I wouldn't try. Yeah, you know, you play finesse all year. The other thing I keep running back, if Ty Jerome hits his average in the series, do we win the series?
Yeah, probably. would have won one of the first two games.
Game two, you probably would have won. And then game five. So,
dude, give me 10 a game. Just give me 10, you know? I don't know, man. We need tough guy. We need toughness. I'm not trading DG for help. I'm not making that trade. He's too good. You can get a better player if you're going to trade him straight up for somebody. I don't know who that is. Yeah, I don't know who it is. But we got to get something better than that. Sorry to wreck the
You didn't wreck nothing. You didn't wreck nothing. Dusty, thank you very much for the call. I love that call. Aiden in North Ridgeville, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderfully, Aiden. Go right on ahead.
All right. So I just want to say why we should stick with the core four. If you look at Boston, the guys with Tatum and Brown, they stuck with their guys.
Aiden, I'm sorry your phone call cut out. That sucks. Malone in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hi, Malone.
Hey, I got two things, man. I'll start with the first one. Not going to happen with the Drew Holiday trade. The guy's old as dirt, can't score the ball. Darius Garland at least provides you offense.
In what playoffs has Darius provided you offense? And we know he's not providing defense.
Well, what if he provides it in the next playoffs? He's still only 25 years old.
He was hurt. They shot like 60% over the series. They probably won't match their percentage in any other series moving forward if they make it to the finals. Is that toughness closing out? Is that toughness? Why are we switching on every screen of something of their point guard? I don't know that guy was Tony Parker. I mean, we treated that guy like primetime Tony Parker. Why aren't we switching everything for that guy? Just fight under it. Let him shoot.
I'll agree real quick, Malone. I'll agree with you here. If you're just going to switch everything, it also takes away physicality. You know, when you do what you're talking about, whether it's hedge and recover or, you know, kind of stay glued to the screener and then retreat, like you're getting physical. You're letting them feel you. The Pacers did that to us, by the way. We didn't do any of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My second point is, Ken, I need you to help me get a video from Fox 8, man. I was on Kicking It with Kenny, and I want to get the video to show my family. It's from, like, 2011.
2011? Oh, God.
Yeah, it was called Geek to Chic at the Regal Beagle in Lakewood, brother.
Are you making this up?
I swear to God. I've been trying to call them their line. I was on Geek to Chic in 2011, all right. Kicking It from Kenny.
Listen, I don't know if they have any. I mean, that was 14 years ago.
I was on the grand prize game with Bozo the Clown in 1988.
All right,
if you could find that, I think I won Ovaltine.
I'm going to tell Malone this. Your best chance, send something to Tips and say you called into my show. Because that'll get forwarded. Because it should get forwarded to me. And then I can ask somebody. But, man, I can't guarantee anything for you, Malone.
Hey,
I mean, that's a long time.
Brother. No worries, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much for the call, Malone.
Is that $100?
Dan on Twitter says, James Harden is a superstar, but come playoff time, he shrinks. Garland has Harden syndrome. Get rid of him. James Harden. James effing Harden is what he's being compared to.
The reality
right
of this
now.
League over time, especially the more all-star games you make, especially if you're making a max deal, your playoff stuff becomes the only thing people care about.
At least James Harden is a regular season MVP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.